when I sleep. What happens when you get home? Hallelujah. I have someone say, we're getting different languages from life. There is sleep home. Hallelujah. I've been saying that to the Lord over and again. Hallelujah. There is sleep home. Not worse, not they were getting in Doma. No. Doma is that for that love. They were, what do you say? I was getting in Kenya and no floor. They were, no, that's not what was happening here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They were filled, with the Holy Ghost and it's sitting on the cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now they said they were full of new wine. But look at what Peter was doing. Peter was explaining an experience. Hallelujah. Was explaining an experience. Now, take note of something. I'm taking note from where I saw. It is yet before God. You understand this is the word. Amen. I'll pick up some things that you will be right now. So, now, take note, those who were surprised were not disturbed. Those who were confused. Amen. That is wrong. They're not those who had the experience, but they want to know. Hallelujah. So those who were confused, those who were surprised, are not those who spoke to God. Those who spoke to God spoke to God. Hallelujah. In fact, when Peter was explaining, this guy was saying, it was not only tongues that they spoke, he said they saw vision. This is that we prophesied, we saw vision. Glory to God. What is the deal with that? So they were not the ones confused. So the ones confused were those who came around. Why was they not confused? Amen. Amen. I mean, how many of them did they knew what would happen? They knew this was the giving of the Holy Ghost. Now Peter, Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, could you go to 1 Corinthians 14? Could you? 1 Corinthians 14. Let's go to 3. It is in the whole church. They come together into one place and all speak with tongues. What is it? They will come together and speak in tongues, right? It says, are they coming? Those who are unlettered and unbeliever, we don't think you are out of your mind. We don't think you are mad. This is a devil who is happening in Acts 2. What was they saying? So those who were surprised, God decided them into two categories. He said they are either unlettered. The believers who do not believe. Amen. The believers who have not been taught the things of the Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. So that means the things of the Spirit are foolishness. So the man who is born again and is not well taught. Glory to God. Amen. Imagine the king doing this like that. People were rejoicing and they say, something again. Glory to God. Glory to God. They, I don't know what. Just a few weeks ago, I told you the believer needs the Holy Ghost fire. Somebody who was going to say that in this place. Amen. The Holy Ghost fire. Well, you don't know the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. You know, it's not for the Holy Ghost fire. What is it for here? For the Holy Ghost fire. It's the believer that needs the Holy Ghost fire. When you pray Holy Ghost fire for an unbeliever, you are praying for the unbeliever to be saved and to be sexy in the work of him. Let me talk about that. That's the same word you're praying Holy Ghost fire for. When you see him carry by you, he's just praying about that. That's an answer. You know? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And so people get so angry at that. Then I think God has the same thing. God is the God of the universe. If you see your prayer in answer, I think God has forgiven them. But your prayer was not just happening. Hallelujah. But I don't get to know what we're looking at. So the things of the Spirit is foolishness to the unbeliever and to the believer who is not well taught. So this guy is a king. They were unbelievers, so that was why they said what they said. They didn't call me one who is unbelievable. And an unbeliever. We don't know you're out of your mind. They were not prophesied. But they call me one who believes not, or who is unbelievable. He confused of us and he's done your work. Some of the people of the past said, for instance, that the falling down of the faith, they will worship God and the Father God with two of the truth. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So, these sets of folks that came around in Acts 2 were unbelievers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were unbelievers. The ones who are not saved. So, those are the ones that are full of the Spirit who preach to. Hallelujah. They believe fully. For Peter, when he's full of. Now, Peter said, this is that which is the of the cross. So when Peter said, this is that, it means Peter was in trouble. He was in trouble. I'm going to take you to a series of teachings tomorrow that will show you how Jesus taught them to expect it. Right? I'm going to take you to that. Go with that. You don't want them to expect it. If I go home and ask, why is Jesus like a thing that's very good? I don't know. But you don't have to go with that. But when Peter said, this is that, he was pointing at the angel of Christ. This is that he was spoken by the prophet. So this is what prophet, or this is that, those are the prophets dwell. You see, the this is that is reference to scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what did he do by quoting scripture? You find their experience, and that is spoken by the prophet. Listen. So, what Peter has done is to unify, let me read that out of my head, is to unify their experience with the experience spoken of and the encounter of the name of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll get to look at some of the few things quickly. Hallelujah. So, when Peter said, this is that, he means he knew what was about to happen. He knew what happened. Hallelujah. But it says this is that implies he knew what happened. So what about what the Bible says in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 3? When it says, and I mean verse 2, it says, and suddenly. What about that word suddenly? Well, because we use the word this is that implies he knows of him, and therefore means that the suddenly in verse 2 wasn't suddenly for them. So they, they were taken unaware. They were taken unaware. Okay, I will. They were taken unaware. So the suddenly there is a reported speech, as I've already told you. Reported suddenly. Right? So the suddenly deals with how they responded. Go to God. There's a whoo! They're not sure. But it's only to write that suddenly is not going to respond. Hallelujah. So that when Peter was in the house of Paul, the Bible said, why is Peter here sick? The one who fell. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. But it was funny. And the thing, but it's funny in how they responded at the flow. How they responded at the flow, it was funny. So this is the Jesus before now spoke about, like I said, he Peter would say this is that was spoken by the prophet. He therefore he needs something. And as I said, Jesus has something that this experience will happen to them. In Luke 24, Luke 24, let's see how Jesus spoke about it. Luke 24, verse 49. What would he say? Verse 49. He said, they say, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Watch it. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Upon you. Now they were standing here in the city of Jerusalem, on the area of Jerusalem from on high. So, he told them to tarry. See, they can do the path from on high. He told them to do what? Tarry. So that's the thing that we need to talk about what happened to them. Hallelujah. So he told them, tarry. And the same way we are carrying here for today's meeting. Hallelujah. How we think. How we think. How we think. Hallelujah. I said to tell you by the Spirit of God, I said to not talk about that when you leave there, they will ask you. Don't let go. What has happened to you? By your life and you. Hallelujah. Some glory in that color, but you know, with that, with that, you see the power of God so tangible in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a wave of the supernatural. There's a wave of the supernatural. Not only this place, after this place, from tonight. Hallelujah. From tonight, you want me to start having everybody here. Because I pray for everyone. Start having encounters from here into your dreams, into your vision, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To show. Don't worry. Glory to God. So, he told them for time, since they are used with power from on high. Glory. Before now, in verse 25, look at what he did to them. He said to them, all things that so have to believe in order for men are spoken, all for the Christ to suffer the things that will enter into his glory. Then, first of all, he said, these are the words I spoke to you while I'm still with you, that all these problems will be present in the wrong Moses, they don't come back at any time, so can they come. So, Jesus, in verse 49, was part of his teaching. He read from verse 25, because I began to teach them, then first of all, he taught them to 49. And he was teaching them from Genesis to Malachi. This beginning from Moses and all the prophets. He was teaching from Moses down to Malachi. That was what Jesus had a Bible. Jesus had the Bible. Jesus had the Bible. Jesus was not talking about his head. He had the Bible. This beginning of Moses and Genesis and all the prophets. That's why we got the exposure to the specific. In all the scriptures, the things concerning himself, sorry, himself. Amen. The things concerning himself. So Jesus taught them, and for that teaching, he told them from 49, and he told them while he was teaching them, he do can do the task of man. Hallelujah. Amen. So if Jesus would teach them that they will receive power from on high, he did for them, and he was teaching from Genesis up to Malachi. Would you have? Look up now. Jesus talked of Genesis to Malachi, and he said, can you see the new name is power from the night? He gave something. Some of them are going to somewhere when they saw power from the night. Right? Remember the other things when they saw power from the night, they saw encounter, and he said, you are also going to stand it like this. Right? The new name will power from the night. Hallelujah. What is? The new name will power from the night. It came from the scripture, it is a book of encounter. You never read your Bible. You never read your Bible and then you see a God who is detached from the scripture. No! You can't read your Bible and see a God who is far away from the scripture. No! God is always with his people. But God is still, he's coming back that way. He's not coming. He went out with the scripture. God is never detached from the scripture. Hallelujah. The greater one leads in. Hallelujah. God doesn't detach himself from his people. Hallelujah. He's always with us. The God is always with me. Always with me. God always detaches himself. And you know what? If you read Genesis to other guys, to us, to Revelation, you see that God always reveals himself to his children. As a child of God. So, do you have a sense to go and say, God, where? Yes, I mean, Hallelujah. Your life will be a life of experience with God. scripture in Genesis chapter number 3. Adam had an experience with God. Should we start talking about all the experiences? Ha ha! Glory to God. So that means when Jesus said, "Behold, I send the prophet of my Father upon you," you see Jesus. Amen. That means the scripture is a book of experience. Hallelujah. Look at Acts 1, verse 5. He said experience that they were going to experience. Look at what Jesus said in verse 5. They were going to be baptized with water. And then explained this to us in some series. But teacher will have before now. He said, "But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not in many days." Did you see that? He said, "You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." Did you see that? Hallelujah. Yes, that is the promise of the Father. He calls it the baptized with the Holy Ghost. In Luke, he says, the promise of the Father of God. In Acts, he says, you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost. The same thing. Amen. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. What was it that he said? Not many days. That means they knew the amount of days left. Did you see that? They knew the day was going to happen. Glory to God. So they were having and waiting for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Look at verse 7. He said, "I said to them," now they asked him, when he was not saying, "We understand the first day the kingdom of Jesus to him," he said, "It's not for you." That is, he said, "No." He said, "What? So not the time that the same the Father has put in his own power." He said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." Baptism of the Holy Ghost? The same thing? The promise of my Father upon? Is it the same thing? Hallelujah! Glory to God. The one who says something, it's not paid in cost. It's not paid in content. The content of the Holy Ghost. You got to be a part after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And Jesus has been witnessed of you in Jerusalem, in Judea. He said, and in all Samaria, he said, it's also what happened here. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
So it wouldn't be long for you when Peter stood up and said, from scripture, this is what talking about the people, this is that which is spoken by the prophet. You see that? So Peter is speaking, right? He's speaking well because he has been taught to them. He's a good student, right? He knew that he don't have something. So he's a good student. So you understand what he's not saying. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So when he said that, who do you have in the background of that experience in Acts? What are the background? There was a Russian man to me. We see him, we'll see that tomorrow. You have Exodus 19 and Romans 11. Exodus 19, where God came down upon Mount Sinai. God came down, the Bible says, it was like a Russian man to me. Hallelujah! So they had his own experience. Glory to God. They had what? The same experience. In nobody else. There were 70 elders. The Bible says, and God took up the spirit that was upon Moses and put it on the 70. And what happened? Who? The prophet. You see that? The prophet that comes. The prophet. So did you see? So at the background of their experience, they experienced from scripture. Hallelujah. Experience from scripture. So therefore, you can't go to the scripture and not find experience. What is the believer's life without experience? What is the believer's life without power? Come on. Is this big stuff? You know what we see? You read all the scripture. That's what gives the digestive energy. When? What is the believer's life without power? What is the believer's life without experience? Take a look. How do you believer's life here? We do not have experience. Man of God, your believer's life without experience with God. A believer's life. I mean, have Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, whenever you find in scripture, spirit of God, if you can hear me, hear me. Because the activity is going on. Whenever you hear spirit of God, it's usually activity. I don't know yet what this is. It's something that must be seen. Something is seen.
Oh!
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 Hallelujah!
Glory!
Glory! Hallelujah! Coming from the